This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Good morning, everyone on Earth. And if there's some kind of extraterrestrial listening, hello. Okay, so I think we're all here, and Christian is here.
And now that we've finished our vocal warm-ups, hey, Casper.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Fantastic. We're here with a stroke victim today. It's a great episode.
It was a stroke of luck, the doctor said. And Gavin is there, as usually, looking at his little playmate. How are we doing?
My playmate, otherwise known as Facebook, the Casper Radio Show. Page.
Are you pasting pictures?
I'm posting and I'm pasting.
Please paste and post.
What is that? I shall indeed.
Ach, ek is so fucking bly. And then next to you is Shimin.
Yepo.
Hello, Shim.
How you doing?
Shim shimmery, shim shimmery, shim shim shiru. Dum da da dum 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 dee da da da.
Feels so good when someone sings for you.
Just remember that today we are more than full house. Our team has grown so much.
Exponentially.
That we don't have enough mics. Because you know what? Rian is coming. I am feeling not well. He bought me something at the pharmacy, so he's on his way. Okay. And then Hannes is coming.
Yes, Hannes is also coming. Yay.
Awesome.
So and then
and
we got some.
He's better coming. He's better coming.
Winter is coming. Now I'm going to talk about Betsy now. But let me just say that we've got other guests coming in. But more, they're more like fans than extra special. So when they do, I think we should just like mathematically
be
work
gracious.
Out. Maybe Shemaine can go sit next to Gavin, or Gavin next to Shemaine, or one of you can go and sit on the couch. But we have to, without letting the people listening know what we're doing, we must do it.
But I mean, we've now told them.
Gavin.
No, but that is now they'll never know.
Gavin
now they will
sit
and listen.
Okay. Now we've got their full attention.
Yeah, they will hear.
Gavin can come and sit by me. I want to see, is my lipstick still all right?
No.
You haven't even got fucking lips. Just put something on there.
Ik het wonderlijke lippen. I want to see now. That's the food that we had this morning,
We had a breakfast. Gavin? We had a farewell breakfast this morning with everyone. And you know what? A lot of things are going to change.
Way Gavin has looked at me.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
Hannes is in the his house.
Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Oh man, welcome.
Sugar, oh honey.
Load.
No.
No, it doesn't matter. You're so welcome.
It's good to be here.
Sit your oorkie op.
Fantastisch, ja.
Yes, yeah, hy was besig. Ons gaan uitvind wat met hom aangaan. Alles.
Alles van alles.
Rian is ook nog hier. So ons, ek het nou net gevallig, so hy moet musical
speel. Ons gaan op mekaar se skoot sit.
Ons gaan.
It's gonna be great.
I can work with that.
But you know what?
Wanneer laatst was jy op iemand se skoot, Hannes?
Ek's getroud, baie lang was.
Sy vrou was in sy skoot.
Ja.
As ek mag grappie maak.
Jy mag.
Maar ek is out there. Ek mag sulke grappie maak. Out there, Barnaby. Hannes, wat het jy die afgelope tyd gedoen? Jy is op top 20 en jy is in 'n reekse en jy is so besig dat jy nooit by ons kan uitkom nie, want dit is altyd op 'n Vrydagoggend.
Ja, dit is 'n bietjie van die jammerte, want ons skiet op Vrydag. Ja, ek werk vir kyk net nou top 20. Ek nou 'n bietjie werk gedoen vir die Van Cooke show.
Baie
cool was.
Wat is die van Kouk show?
Dis François van Kouk se panel show, game show op Kijknet, ja. Ek het anders so 'n meme gesien wat gesê het, jy weet jy word oud as die grootste rebel in jou generasie nou 'n game show op Kijknet aanbied. maar dis cool, ek net maar meerendeels crowdwarming goeders verder gedoen en so. Mm-hmm. So dit was great.
Maar die top 20 is jy nog altyd mee aan die gang.
Ja.
Maar die laaste keer wat jy was Early B.
Yes.
En toe het jy vir Early B gesien en gesê hy is nommer 1 en hy het nie geweet nie en hy was die uit met die Here
trane in sy oë.
Hy was happy.
Bel vir mama.
Yes. Nee, ja, en so want dis wat ek doen is ek leef om ander mense gelukkig te maak.
How festive.
Jy gaan 'n medal kry by president Cyril Ramaphosa.
Ek hoop so. Ek hoop so.
Die goue Protea kraanvoel or something. Is jou.
I have a feeling he'd appreciate money more.
Yeah.
Altijd. Oh, dude. Listen, I sang for Shemaine. I sang Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmery, Chim Chim Chiru. Now, that is, so of course, good. From where? Which movie, Hannes?
Ek wil sê Mary Poppins.
Ja, jy is reg. Jy is fucking 5 punte, man.
Ding, ding, ding.
Jere, jy is kaars hier in met 5 punte.
Miskien moet ek nou herken, al hierdie tyd wat ek nie by die show is nie, het ek eintlik net opgelees op Disney movies vir die eendag wat ek weer kan terugkom.
Jy's gereed.
Jy die hele tyd fucking gaan opswat.
Ja.
Maar, daar kom nou 'n nuwe ene uit, Mary Poppins.
Ja.
Is coming back, or here we go again, or I don't know. This time it's personal. Ek weet nie wat.
Maar en Emily Blunt word geloof vir haar vertolking.
Word sy geloof?
Ja, sy is genomineerd vir die Golden Globe en al.
Die Afrikaans is altyd so mooi.
Oh,
hy die mooiste Afrikaans.
Verloof vir haar.
Ek dink dis omdat hy Afrikaans is.
Ja, maak nie 'n Afrikaans.
But listen peeps.
I want peeps.
Peeps.
Is dit nou die millennial hour hierdie? Wat gaan aan?
Is jy Casper of Fies of is jy 'n crazy aanbieder?
Ek is crazy cash. Crazy cash. Nee, ek het 'n fucking iets gehad oor Mary Poppins wat ek vir julle wou speel, maar ek kry dit nie nou nie. So ek gaan eers weer iets anders speel. Hierdie ding wil ek hoor. Ek wil hom hoor op Radio Kansel. Ek wil hom hoor op RSG. Sy naam is King Princess is die sanger en die naam is Pussy is God. So here we go. Pussy is God, mense geniet.
Your pussy is God and I love it. Gonna kiss me real hard, make me want it. Your pussy is God and you know I make you so fun.
Hierdie een gaan uit vir al ons verpleegsters daar buite. Maatskaplike werkers, almal vir julle wat so hard werk. Pussy is God, net vir julle, geniet hom. Vat 'n drinkie af en dans 'n bietjie. Oh yeah. Oh, ek het die ding gekry wat ek gesoek het. Ek het vir Christian ook gesê, ek het geluister na Mary Poppins Returns se soundtrack. En dit is interessant, dit is die ou van Hamilton, wat sy naam nou weer, sê iemand vir my.
Manuel.
5 punte vir jou, wie het dit gesê?
Ek het dit gesê.
5 punte.
Thank you. Miranda, nie? Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Ek weet nie of jy dit nou reg gesê het.
Lin.
Miranda writes.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think is
Miranda.
The
it's, yeah, you got it there, but you nearly fucked it up.
So close. Oh. I can get but, like 2 points.
But Lynn Maria, yeah, I got his Miranda rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the right to remain silent, which he doesn't
He doesn't.
He makes music all the time.
So I think he also composed.
Oh.
But I want to play you something. You know that super creative, all those songs. Just a spoonful of sugar and the medicine. Gonna. He was trying to emulate that kind of style with this new soundtrack. And listen to this. This is really, I think it's quite clever. Yeah, it's got that old feeling.
Yeah.
I can like see Mickey waddling to this. In the
but you mustn't see Mickey. You must see fucking
Disney,
Mary.
But like, that's like the new little Disney logo.
Mary Mouse. Hey, where are you going? Woo!
in a bit of kick and prance.
Oh. What did he say?
Kick and prance, it means dance. It's leery speak.
Leery.
You don't say the word you mean. You say some of the rhymes only.
Please.
Here, I'll show you how it works. Angus, give us your weep and wail. To the rest of you, that means tail.
I was short of a sheep.
He was in the street.
Just to tumble down a sink.
Just to get himself a drink.
Then I pinched what's fatter.
He grabbed his ladder.
To smile and smirk.
To work. You see, there's nothing to it.
Can you speak leery, Mary Poppins?
Leery.
Can I speak leery?
Of course she can. She's Mary Poppins.
So that must be the gimmick of that movie, leery.
Oh, very well then.
Like children,
very well then.
Give us your weep and wail.
Hi.
Rabbit in the hole.
That fell and broke.
Bicycle spook.
So we took it to a shop.
Like a lollipop.
And went upside down.
That's a circus clown.
Then went to the bank.
Rattle and clang.
Got lost in the fog.
Lump on a log.
So we found a friend.
To stand and defend.
Who took us on the trip.
Snap a horse's whip.
And we took it all and went fantastic.
Now that sounds a little bit bombastic.
But they tripped the line.
We tripped the line. Let's trip
it all and went
fantastic.
Hoi. So jullie kan hoor, nee, dat is so regte Walt Disney. Take. Ek dink mense, dis vir oud en jonk.
Ja. Maar die oorspronklik Mary Poppins, maar ek weet mense het baie met Dick Van Dyke so of, want sy is Cockney's accent was really bad. Jy weet, dit was ja, erg soos ja. Next level slag.
Dit was, ja, dit was, maar dit was die 60s.
Ja.
Expectations were low. People were jumping out of their seats because they saw a train. I know that was 20 years earlier, but still.
Still. But now the expectations are higher.
Yes, now we want to see the train coming
but
at
I
us.
But I wonder, people, between you and I, is the air conditioning on? That's my
not great, at all. Yeah.
That's my great worry. Is it on now?
It is
yes.
on now.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm in the Sahara. I wonder
Laura.
If Julie, what's her name?
Julie Andrews
will be in a cameo.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Maybe as a penguin or something.
Yeah. But
is that like a Batman Returns reference?
No, they've got lots of penguins in Mary Poppins.
Oh, see, that would have been a clever joke as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Batman has also got a cameo.
How old is Julie Andrews? Wouldn't they just put in a stuffed version of her?
But they can transport her like Hannibal, and just on a trolley with a thing on her mouth that she doesn't sing because she can't sing anymore. So she's gonna go. No.
Yeah.
You put this on your mouth.
In sicker toukies om haar gewriggies so dat hulle haar se marionet kan.
Ja, en ek dink die woord en dan betaal hulle like, $20 million.
Yes.
And that should be that.
That would be an experience.
So I read about movies, and a lot of people are going to talk about Rian is still on his way, as I told you, but I want to speak, first of all, I want to speak to Gavin and Shemaine, if you don't mind,
and then
I want to speak to you about movies.
Why do you want to speak to the Khaleds first?
Because you are more important these days, we have to sort of take a step back,
Why are we being separated?
We got to know our place now. There are movies that I read about that was undervalued. I've only got the titles here. I want you and I to make up trailers for those movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, and then afterwards, wat is daar een disclosure, wat ons net kan sê, dit is nie rechtig die movies nie. Want anders gaan mense dit nou kyk, maar dit is glad nie soos wat hulle gesê het nie.
So, there's a parody account.
We're going to do parody. But first, Gavin and Shemaine. So there we are, Christian and I, with the Lord Jesus.
In your hearts.
We're doing this now.
In our hearts, we sat there with God. Even Valhalla was there. Inshallah was there.
Thor and his dad sat next to us.
Queen.
Yes.
It's a kind of magic. We sat watching that in the Emperor Palace Theatre, you know very well.
Yeah, so watching the Queen in the Palace of the Emperor.
Because you have been on the stage there before. Oh, Rian. Hey. Isos Rian, jylle. Oh, thank you so much. Yay. We must just later, Rian, what we must get is Handy Andy to just wipe the shit off this chair. Because I've already started cucking. No, I didn't. I'm joking. Hi, Rian.
Hello.
Just say hello.
Hello, mentees.
What?
Oh, hello. Hello.
I love Christian's reaction.
I just like personal space.
Are you like that?
Yeah.
He is a bit like really? That. Yeah, he's a bit not well in his head.
I'm
not.
So you better sit next to Rian or me.
Yeah, but
I mean, honest, I can't speak for.
Okay, Hannes, I want to just say that there we were. I had all the gods in my heart. There we were, and Rian was the first one to pull out, as they say, in the sex world. He phoned me the day before and he said, "Casper, I'm so sorry, I can't come to the Queen show anymore." Now, this is the live, sorry, I'm drinking my pills. This is the live Queen show, okay?
Tribute show.
Tribute show. It's a kind of magic. So there we sat, and Rian said, "I can't come." I said, "Okay, that's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'll just have to go through to Emperor's Palace and say, no, the tickets are now changing." Sorry, all the trouble I went through. And so we're going to be less people. Okay, and there we were.
Fewer
we were
people,
sitting.
But
and yeah, but that's nice. That's because the younger generation can always correct the older generation.
Yes, yes, we're fixing the
why
old
didn't I say little?
Less,
fewer,
I think.
Less. So, Leslie, Philip, Few, there we are. Shemaine glistening with joy. Gavin not bringing us his husband because he was too busy. But also very nice and jovial.
And then we also had a fan of the show.
And we had a fan of the show, Chris. And Rian wasn't there, and Christian and I.
You're
so,
repeating yourself.
You're just really making sure that everyone's on track.
Exactly, but she doesn't understand right here. So, we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, Chris is the first one who says, he has to go vomit now.
He kind of like tucks his head between his legs like he's in an airplane and going down. He's like, it's time to leave
that's
now.
The song will pass. There's a lot of other songs you might enjoy.
No. He was really sick.
And he was like, I'm going to vomit, I'm going to vomit. I said, okay.
He had a migraine. Mm.
He ran out.
Yes, he ran out.
Then I got a message from him that on the stairs up to the parking, he couldn't anymore.
He gotsed
and
on
he
the
gotsed
floor.
Really? All over the stairs. Oh.
He decorated the palace.
Yes. Great. And they said, wait, what's wrong with you? Where you've been? He said, I was the Queen show.
It's a kind of magic.
It's a kind of tragic.
And then,
we were all like watching the show.
So now there's like, there's just the four of us.
Were you with us last time, Hannes, for the Queen show?
No.
Because this is the second time I've seen it. So I didn't invite them again because they've been to the show, the Queen show people. I see they were here yesterday. I don't know if they remember me, but obviously our interview was much better than whoever fucking interviewed them yesterday. And that's a little joke. It's a little joke. I'm always like that. I'm trying to put myself forward, which is a sign that I actually don't believe in myself. And then you always do these kind of jokes that I'm just explaining. When I say I'm fantastic, I actually mean I'm cuck.
Okay.
When I say I'm funny, I mean I'm really not funny. So that's the way we operate. We mad people.
This
and
is
so,
like the first time I hear you being apologetic.
Yeah, I know. I think some people don't get my humor.
I was thinking about that time he called you a, quote, colored bitch, unquote, and then the next week we saw he's like, I called you a colored bitch, didn't I? That was kind of mean. Don't apologize. Keep moving on. Anyways.
Don't bring up those things.
So anyway.
This is a radio show, not the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Exactly.
I got to pull out my binder.
So Hannes, interval broke. It's South Africa, so it fucking broke. And people said, sorry, we're going to fix interval, but it's now. And then Gavin and Shemaine said,
I'm starting
indignantly,
to itch.
They were like they were angry. They said, nee, God, ek gaan nou huis. Ek sê, wat nou? Nee, hy is vet en hy het haar op sy. Hy is vet en hy het hare op sy rug. Ek sê wie? Freddie Mercury. Ek sê Freddie Mercury is uitgefok en hy lees beenderen nog net wat oorgeblei het. Hy lê nie van, hierdie is a tribute. Nee, Jesus, kyk sy love handles. En daar fok of hulle. Hier is die hele rij wat... Casper de Vries geboek het by Empress Palace. Almal sê, oh, daar is Casper in sy span. It's fucking dollig.
But you know, if a man is going to come up on stage without his shirt, he's got to look fine. You know?
Are you body shaming, Shemaine?
No.
Are you body shaming in 2018?
Probably. And you know what? This is a job we're talking about, isn't it? So I was like, I was shocked firstly because I'm not used to seeing naked torsos.
I mean, with this show, are you really not?
No. Men get away with wearing nothing on the top, and then you go like, why? So that was one of the things that when he came out, a few of us were looking at one another and going, why? You know, because there's hair and the whatever. He's a little thick. If that was a woman, she would have been lambasted for it. But besides that, hy het ons nat gegooi. Daai is die ding wat van my.
Shemaine was
drops.
Shemaine was upset when he threw her with water. I enjoyed the water actually.
Daai man, jy gooi nie vir my met water nie.
Maar Freddy
would have hated tap dogs.
But just uit 'n botteltjie.
Ja, bottle.
He has like a little polystyrene cup and he goes.
As koppies, hè?
As deel van die perfume.
Ja, nee, fuck it.
Jim is nader in die mic, sit my.
She's so mad.
Sê nie vir my, jy gooi vir my nat vir wat?
Picture the scene, Hannes. It's Freddie Mercury. It's a tribute to him. He always had those glass, like plastic
coffee.
Exactly like that. It's like, it's like old times. And there he was drinking, and he said, trying to emulate the bunny rabbit teeth.
Overbite.
And he threw the water into the audience, and we all laughed and had a guffaw.
Except for Shemaine.
I didn't. This is the first time I've now heard that she was upset about the water. Who darf hy my met water gooi?
Ek pis my somme nat.
Can I tell you something?
I had a tiny paunch, but not that fat. And I'm sorry. It was a tribute.
But I mean, he was also like 30 when he died. And this guy is like in his 50s. 45.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no. So
yeah, but this guy was in his 50s already. So, you know, it's not really Freddie Mercury, Shemaine.
I know.
Okay, it's like someone paying tribute to him.
I know, but I was shocked.
And the sound and the band, they were all fantastic. Yeah. And as the evening grew on, we were in tears. We were on the floor. No, on the chairs. Later on the floor. Shouting, anyway the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Everyone sang,
and Roger was amazing. Roger was
sang. Oh, we loved Roger, but Gavin is as quiet as he was during the show. Gavin, do you know who Queen is?
So,
Gavin, I feel like this is a setup that they're gonna walk in here in a little while and just know I'll also kak apparat then stop a little and
so Giles?
Jay, I'll be let me take the heat. Watch what you're saying.
You know so, what for me, so my experience was not Gavin? I am not gonna be technical and say well they te veel boorsare gehad of met te veel you weet. I mean we all have our opinions.
Ouch.
And it's probably common knowledge that the second half of many shows is more energetic than the first one. I am not going to make an excuse and say, okay, that is my... But for me, okay, it was not a cuck show. But
imagine that on the poster. It was not a cuck show, Gavin. Yeah.
Not cuck.
Yeah. You might want to leave it half time, but it's not a cuck show.
It's fine. Yeah.
Go on with the butt, not cuck butt.
Bring your umbrella.
But for me, it was just like, and I need to find a very, very diplomatic way to say this. But it was just easy for me to exit in the middle of the show. Then
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You were bored. You wanted to go home.
Mm. Okay. That's saying it very nicely. Mm.
Okay. Is it?
He's got an out for you. It's a really nice out. We felt terrible. To just leave you guys like that. And apologies.
We felt abandoned. I don't think Rian would have left. Would you? Just go to the mine. Not to his, because he's got space issues. He's got space issues. Go to Gavin, for fuck's sake.
I don't
know. Rian, yeah?
I think I would have stayed, because, I mean, I've watched the movie twice now, so I think I would have stayed, maybe, but, yeah.
The movie is different. It's a different catalog. That movie, I mean, that thing I can watch 5, 6, 7 times in a row. That thing's just the shit. That is hot.
So, was Yelani Natni?
Yeah, it was like three drops.
It's just like three drops.
He starts, like, on one side and, like, throws, like, a quarter of a cup like this.
And to see Yelani Natni op jou.
Fuck no.
Sy dink so.
Ons was baie nat geweest.
No, but this is a live show. These musicians they were very good. They played
we
all
the songs.
We were
busy talking and so it
was. I love that. I love
so
that
I just want to say that remember, when we are there, we are representing. Now, the Emperor's Palace guys are watching us.
Like, as he's walking in, like, all of the guards are like, hey, Kasi. No.
And then, oh, there they all go now. So, the problem is, I will never get an invite again. So, you fucked up my life now. The next one they're going to do is ABBA. For fuck's sake, they're not going to invite me.
They'll invite you. You just don't invite us. They'll be a... They'll,
ever.
They'll, okay. I take that. Sweep.
No, but you think they will invite me now?
Yes, they will.
They will invite you. It's not like they're not going to hold it like against you.
You think?
They love you. Everybody loves you. They're
and
not going to hold it against
Casper,
you
Fries, for fuck's sake.
That two of your team members left or two of like your
well,
guests.
Three.
three of your guests.
They thought just, Chris is a team member.
Just call them those dumb bastards.
But you missed. We loved it.
I think you could have employed a bit more tact, like pretended that you were also going to vom. You know, then Kasi goes, no, we ate
something.
Yeah. We ate at another casino before we came here. Yeah. Kuk, that's what.
Or even more clever, we could have used the casino in Emperor's Palace and maybe get a free meal.
Yeah.
Can you see if you can work this thing out, Rian? Because the fucking thing is not... I am like, it's so hot.
Riri, do you want to come and sit on my chair in the meantime? You haven't had any airplay or...
Now we're going to get Riri the...
You can say words.
Again, for the extraterrestrials. To take you up, Charmaine, you asked about Bernard? Did you ask about
Bernard? I did, yes.
Yeah, Bernard can't come.
All right.
Even.
It's a really rare disease. It's like a limitation that's really plagued him most of his life.
He apologized profusely. Mm-hmm. He had to go to his mother earlier this week.
Is his mama all right?
Mama.
It's a birthday.
It's birth.
Oh, he just killed a man.
I just killed a man.
Put a gun against his head.
Oh, we sang that one, Charmaine.
They are just rubbing it in.
Pulled much
goodbye, everybody. I got to go. Oh, and we sang.
Oh,
Oh, we're glad you had a good time.
Then he can't take off today.
What?
Because he...
Solidarity.
Had to go to his mother's birthday, so he can't take after. So because this is our last day, do you know that for 2018? That's why we're all here. We're here to say goodbye.
Oh my goodness!
A lot of things have changed, and just when I announce a lot of things have changed, Hannah's walked in. So let me retract.
What's changing?
Our nice looking producer, Awiwe, is fucking off to become a model.
Oh,
and we knew that. I discovered. Yeah. Clandestine pictures of him modeling before. Mm. And I confronted him and he was like looking shy and he is actually a model.
But did you see his body has also morphed in the past 6 months? He's bigger now.
What, is he hairy and has he got, he's got fat?
A paunch.
How do you morphed?
Morphed.
M-O-R-P-H. I know, seriously.
You were doing so well.
P-H-E-D. The metamorphosized.
You know, thank you, Hannes. Thank you for doing that for me. But not morphed.
He morphed.
He is coming out of the chrysalis. He is now a beautiful butterfly.
He's bigger. No, he's been beautiful all the time, but he's bigger now, so he's buffed up.
So he's going to leave us now, unfortunately.
You know. Oh, that is very sad.
Celeste, who was here for us, she is going to leave to another company, but she will still be working with us, but not at our offices anymore.
So we will not be seeing her.
We will not be seeing her anymore. So a lot of things have changed. A lot of shows are going to be jumbled around. We've been on it, at it, with it, under it for 5 years, people.
Nothing stays the same.
Any way the wind blows. So, Hannes, were you here when Alistair was here from the Straw Bend, the Short Straws? The
Short Straw.
Oh, sure. I like the band, Short Straw. Yeah. No, I wasn't here, but I like the band.
Oh, he was here.
Oh,
he's got.
Missed a lot this year.
You did, my darling.
But the one thing I can say is the few times that I did manage to make it in studio, I at least stayed for the whole show.
Whoa, what a unique concept!
We love Hannes. Anyone out there wanted to write a message to Hannes?
Yeah, or to Gavin and Shemaine.
Yeah, dog box.
You guys can send us messages on Telegram, not WhatsApp, at 079-748-2090.
What is Telegram?
So Telegram is owned by Twitter, and it's a encrypted peer-to-peer messaging app. It's like WhatsApp, but just another.
So it's
app.
Not Apple, it's peer-to-peer.
So it's not for a moment there, I thought you were making a joke, and we are literally sending telegrams.
Me like, too.
Steer course. Stop.
I mean, you can send it in that format, I guess.
Yeah. But did you hear my joke?
Lady show. Stop.
I said it's not Apple, it's peer-to-peer. I'm funny, eh?
I love it.
I know.
That would be a great one-man show name for if Pierre Breitenbach like made a comeback.
Yeah.
A comeback? Pierre,
what is he doing?
He's getrouwd met rugby.
I don't watch television.
We
so
don't watch that shit.
It's amazing what one's reality makes you believe, hey? Like, it's like getrouwd met rugby is not in everybody's psyche.
Yeah.
But the people who are in their zeitgeist.
Is hy a meanie in getrouwd met rugby?
Hy is nogal a meanie, ja.
Well, like, as hy geniet het.
I think hy geniet het,
ja. Maar hy bedoel comeback in terms of one-man shows.
Yes.
But hy probeer.
Maar dan moet hy ander Peer Crime, Peer Knussen, of dan kan peer to peer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm keen. Let's produce this.
My peer het nou gedisappear. I mean, funny one man. Okay, so. Waaroor het ons gepraat?
We want to talk about movies.
No.
This, that was where we were going, and then we spoke about.
With Short Straw.
Short Straw, you see. Thank you, Hannes. So Alistair was here, and he's got a new thing out called Cockles. And it's so nice. Listen a bit to this. This is called Small Talk from
Saturday
his.
At a bar that I frequent where I. Small Talk!
Alistair with Cockles. Nou kyk, is dit op sy naam hierdie? The World. Nee, dis die groep se naam nou, Cockles. Dit was
like Cockles of my heart.
Cockles of the heart, so that was Short Straw. Sorry, Hannes.
As in warming the cockles.
I hope so.
Oh.
I hope so.
Didn't they break up for a minute?
Didn't they what?
Short Straw, didn't they break up for a second at some point?
Maybe, because now Cockles.
Is that the band's name or the song's name?
That's the band's name. I've just discovered this.
Oh.
I thought it's Short Straw with Cockles. No, it's the world's best narcissist with cockles.
Okay.
But it's Alistair's picture. I'm confused. But you know, these local.
Send us a message on Telegram.
And Telegram. Telegram is on Twitter. But can you use the WhatsApp number on Telegram?
I think that's the Telegram number.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Maybe that will be a change next year, but they'll make the.
Can you ask Gavin, who's sitting next to you, send us a telegram and see if we get it?
Oh, I've got Telegram, actually.
But can you send it? I want to see if we get it.
Sure.
So, Rian, what happened to you?
When? Friday.
With the cricket.
With the cricket?
Yeah. Didn't you win?
No, we always win, but I didn't play cricket this weekend. It was fast. I had a show in Witbank.
Ooh, lekker. But you, classy.
Yeah,
nee, God, hij gaat nou op.
Moving
next
up.
Next stop, Middelburg.
Maar hij heeft nou al een rider. Wat voor die tijd zei, hij wil zoveel welprijs zijn. Nee, sorry, jij wil hier wat checkers water. Sê van my, Rian, maar jy speel mos die hele tyd nog kriek.
Ja, ja, ons het maar nou net 'n bietjie 'n breek gevat. En ek gaan soos verlede jaar dan nie weer na die World Champions toe op die einde van Desember nie. Ek vat 'n bietjie 'n breek en spaar 'n bietjie geldjies.
Sal jy wat? Sorry, maar sal jy vir my onthou vandag dat ons allemaal disco dans?
Ok, cool. Yes.
Want ek het gesien, dit is nou die groot ding, disco.
Ja, ek gaan al my maats en my Ferrari familie sien disco dance. That's pretty cool.
But I mean, it's like, it's nie groot ding nou nie. It was a groot ding, of course, in the 70s. But now, people are sort of looking at that again with nostalgia.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just a phase. It's just like a Saturday Night Fever. Okay.
And you can buy it.
Yeah, no,
I'll let myself.
No, you can stay.
No, nee, gesê jy gaan nie loop.
No, but it's honest, this is a...
Wait.
That was that.
Okay.
It's more like a far away dish. But funny. Wag. Hierdie pille vir my, is moet ek 'n drink of disco? Dis drink of disco pille.
I've got news.
Yeah.
We can confirm that Telegram does indeed work.
Oh my god.
Look at that. That's my face and it says test.
Okay, so what did you do?
So you just have to download the Telegram app, and then if you move a little bit back, I can give people the number again.
How is it different to the
WhatsApp?
To WhatsApp?
I think the Telegram is just actually connected to whatever program they're using.
Okay, people, so...
Because I think WhatsApp
has... So
just
another messaging service.
I think WhatsApp might have like a limit of how many contacts.
But WhatsApp never came through. Oh. So now
you can interact with us. Whoa, crazy!
Yeah!
We're living in the future. Send us a Telegram at 079-748-2090. That is, if Gavin moves, 079-748-2090.
Gavin, just send us a Telegram. Gavin, you know what? You just sent us a Telegram.
Indeed, I love it.
It's
see.
A kind of magic.
That's too sweet.
Cassie, what are you on today?
No, I don't know what Telegram is.
Someone asked me what I'm on today. You think I was mad at the beginning?
It's on your pillow. What's a pillow, sir?
Oh, it's Leprasonas.
Ah.
Leprasonas.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to talk a lot of movies, about movies, but now Hannes and I will be, with the help of Christian, who will then play music in the background.
Oh my god, I feel like this is very intense.
Can I not
Oh no, I need my phone. You can play music in the background on your phone, Christian.
Can I not be part of your fast-fra?
You can. It's not a fast-fra. It's like...
an improv game.
We're going to improv. So you're going to improv when we show you, because we're going to improv trailers of movies. Okay. So according to sources on the internet, some movies did not make the grade with the public this year, although they are wonderful movies.
Yes. Oh.
And the first
That's
one...
Hannes is street that.
Yeah. In Hannes, ons kan ook Afrikaans, ons kan Afrikaans, er is trailers ook doen. En dan
voorprint.
Engels, whatever. Ja, voorprinte. Vir een, bijvoorbeeld, soos hierdie ene. Hi, welkom by Movie Millipitte. En my naam is...
Marcus Millipit.
Raad van Leon op, en ek praat vandag oor 'n film wat baie min mense al gesien het, I Kill Giants is die film, sy naam is gemaakt in Amerika, dink ek, en ons het hier so vir Stafford Bovanter wat vir ons gaan vertel een bykie, en uittreksel speel uit die movie. Hallo Stafford.
Dag sê.
Hoe is hier die movie I Kill Giants?
Dis nie vir amal nie, dis bijvoorbeeld nie vir mense wat graag dwergies dood, want nie. Dit is Mikwig. Dit is die thema van die film. Dit het 'n fantasie thema. Want is Giants. En so, wat af, en het speel af in 'n bofbal arena. Ons kan een stikkie, luister, is het, die movie is in Engels, selfs al praat ons in Afrikaans.
It is net, just soundtrack.
Sorry, dit was Susan wat van my thee gebring het.
Nee, dit was uitstekende film. Baie kijkers het dit nie gekyk nie, omdat hulle geïrriteerd is dier die feit dat die helft van die karakters nie op die skerm pas. Want hulle is giants. So gewoonlik het jy net soeke torso spel. Ja, nie baie close-ups nie.
So dit is nie een naalbuit nie, maar naalkie buit oomblik.
Ja, ja. En kyk net, dit is I Kill Giants, How to Kill a Giant. Dit is kom op die rug van How to Kill a Giant, wat kom op die rug van die Ou Testament. Dit gaan oor een klein mannetjie met een groot ketty.
En op jou... Amper praat ek nou nes jy. Op jou barometer, wat gee jy om?
Ek persoonlik gee jy om 8 uit 10 uit, maar meeste mense het om fokkel gegeen.
Okay, and now we here on Radio 9.5, we're going to talk about a movie that no one has actually seen. I saw it, Jack saw it here with me. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Thoroughbreds, apparently a fantastic movie. So, we know it's about horses. How do you feel about it? I know that you like horses. You go to the horses a lot. And tell us about it. And maybe you can listen to a bit from the movie.
Well, I was really excited about seeing this film. I literally galloped to the cinema.
There you go.
It's about...
I can hear ya.
It's about the journey between a racehorse and his best friend, his calming goat. The love that exists between a jockey and his steed. It's an emotional, heartfelt movie that's also about breeding, thoroughbreeding.
Yeah. That's why I thought you would love it.
Real insight into the processes behind horse insemination.
Let's listen to a bit from it.
All right, Robert, and in the first round, we've got George Michael taking the lead with Queen following behind him. This is a dramatic race, and it looks like he will take it by a nose.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was a shit joke. Let's move on.
Thoroughly. Thank you, Susan.
Merry Christmas.
There was a movie the other night. It had its Leicester Square premiere.
Yes.
I really loved it. It's called The Endless.
Ooh.
And I thought it was fantastic. What did you think, Susan?
Would you like some tea, sir?
Thank you. That was the final dialogue, which I thought was heartwarming. Mm. That after all he has been through, endlessly, in the endless, he gets asked, do you want some tea, sir? It was so wonderful.
Yes. One lump or two.
Yes, well, I've got one lump, but I'm going to have it been... So next week, I'm going for the race.
I enjoyed the film, I just found it very long.
It's endless.
It's
endless. I know.
Yes, but it does take you places. It takes you into the abyss.
Yes.
Into the wider expanse.
How was...
Somewhere out there.
How was Salma Hayek? How was Salma Hayek?
Delightful. We can quickly listen to a clip of her dialogue.
Puta madre, is this movie never going to end? What are we doing? We are walking and walking and walking and just keep going and going like the big expanse of foreverness. This is my eternity.
Yes, I love that. And I think she might be in for a supporting actress Oscar.
Yes, yes. Her bra would probably also be in for great support.
Supporting. It was supporting one hell of a lot, right. Absolutely.
Okay, Radio Pretoria. En een van die films wat ek gesien het, Stefan was Lean on Pete. En ek baie min mense dit gaan kyk, en ek dink Lean on Pete is regtig 'n onderskatte film.
Ja,
Al wat my geplaat is, dis nie in Afrikaans nie.
Susan, het jy vir ons koffie?
Ja, Sophie, hyso.
Jesus, maar jy werk by baie stasies.
Susan's koffie on
Wat het jy gedink van Lenon Piet?
Lenon Piet, dis vir my 'n wonderlike storie oor die verhouding tussen twee mans. En die geloof dat as jy regtig 'n goeie pel is, dan kan jy lean op hom, op Piet.
Ja, Piet is half die hele tyd in die movie.
Ja, ja. En dis vir my Lenon Piet is vir my.
Ja, sing Piet ook.
Ja. Dis vir my up there met Stand By Me.
Ja, ja, jyre, ek het daar geniet.
Ja, ja. So, nee, dit was vir my baie, baie goeie film en ek is blij dat hulle dit hierdie jaar by die Angus Book and Mighty Men Congress gespeel het op die groot skerms.
Dit was fantastisch.
Dit was fantastisch.
Weet jy, ek het koue rillings gehad.
Ek het ook een trilling beleef.
Ja.
En ek dink wat hierdie film vooral goed maak, is die feit dat as jy dit gaan kyk, is daar lekker baie plek in die cinema langs jou. en daar's nie touwe by die popcorn nie. En die slushpuppies is nog lekker vars. So, Lenon Piet, staan op die skouers van Reese.
Ja, ek het ook gedink, dat jy weet dat baie keer is daar goud, maar mense kyk net die rots en hulle moet bietjie dieper kap,
bietjie
meer investeer, miskien in 'n film, en dan kom die goud uit.
Ja, 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 die oggend, wat die môre stond, en het goud in die...
Ek het vir my vrou ook vanmôre gesê, jou kont het baie om die mond, kom aan. Ja.
Ek moet sê van Lenon Piet, die kinematografie was vir my ook baie goed.
Die
shots byvoorbeeld anders as in I Killed Giants kon jy almal mooi sien.
Ja.
En daar was ook baie drama en romanse in Lenon Piet. Dit laat my dink aan daai grappie, want Lenon Piet gaan oor jy maak staat op Piet. Nou, laat my dink aan hy grappie, wat is die toonbeeld van vriendskap? As jou vriend na een hoerhuis toe gaan en twee blowjobs kry, en dan huis toe kom en vir jou een geef.
Lean on Piet. Ek dink dat jou mooi
sal... van die story.
Ja, jyr, daar had ek weer een koue rilling. Baie dankie. Dankie. And welcome to the Dutch International Radio Service. And we have a movie called it's a B-movie called Unsane. And we would like to ask Professor Grimdaad. Professor, we have here a film, Unsane. Hij doet niet zo goed bij de Doze Office. Maar toch is het een fantastische film. Mm. Wat was uw gedachte van een scene?
Dat vooral ben didactisch gesproken, uitmuntend, in de betekenisleer gevonden. En aan zijn betekent niet zijn, dus in zijn.
Ja.
Aan zijn is in zijn,
ja.
In de membrane.
Ja.
Ja. En dat is wat de film vraagt. Who are you trying to get crazy with, Isse? Don't you know I'm loco? I think.
Yeah, loco.
Unsane.
Yeah.
Now, and what you have unsane cannot be unseen.
So here is een klein stukje uit de film. Zal we even luisteren?
Is je fucking mal?
Nee, ik is unsane. Hit me, baby, one more time.
No, this crazy.
It's crazy.
Ja, dat was de film. En die, dat was Ewaard van Jongeleer, die acteur die we daar hoorden.
Mm.
Wat is je fucking mal. Mm. Heel goede accent, hè?
Mm.
Zo'n beetje Drents, Afrikaans.
Ja.
Ja.
Hij speelt ook de koffievrouw in de film. Niet?
Da.
nog een stukje van Crazy.
Ja, dat was dus Crazy. Wat vanzelfsprekend is op die. Maar een heleboel mensen ging uit die filmtheater. Dat ze voelde dat ze mentaal niet meer bij is. Denk jij dat dat was de mening van de director Maarten Koolhaas?
Ja.
Ja. Ik ook. Dat is ja. Zo. Oké, zo dit is die films.
Yeah. Maar is het alles zo kunstfilms? En dus ja,
ik weet niet, man. Ik ga naar de wielen namen noemen. Ons het nou kak aangejaagd. Maar dit is rechter waar films het mensen zijn mis moeten gaan kijken.
I've seen some of them. Thoroughbreds is quite good.
Okay. Wait. If I mention the name, say me. Cool. Tell me you've seen it and tell us. I Kill Giants, anyone?
No. I saw the trailer.
And?
It looked fine.
Okay. Ik ken een band genoemd I Believe in Giants.
Ah,
maar dat is niet zo.
And then there's that.
Also, they might be giants.
Ah, ja. Yeah. Okay, 2 points. Thoroughbreds.
Yeah, it's about this one girl that's like a sociopath, and she befriends her tutor, and they go on like a conspiracy to like murder her dad.
Ik heb jullie twee actually gegloe. Dat was so believable with the thoroughbred thing.
Nee, ons het alles opgemaakt. Rian.
Dat was zo convincing met dat in.
Ja, maar onthou net, dit is nie waar dit gaan nie.
Oh.
Dit was die hele concept.
Ek het uitgesien om my...
A psychopath in moord.
Ja.
It's my kind of movie. Ja.
There's no calming goat. The damn.
The Endless.
Baie goed. So this is a Lovecraftian horror film.
Het was een HP.
Was dat iemand Salma Hayek?
Ja.
Voor ons, ja.
Dit is baie cool, baie cool.
Oké. En waaroor gaan dit?
We gaan oor ouwens wat een paar jaar terug uit de kult uit ontsnap het.
Uit de kult uit ontsnap?
Ja, en dan gaan hulle terug een paar jaar later.
Dit is soos die huidige storyline op 7e Laan.
Wow.
Is daar actor wat die show gelos het en besef dat die werk nie weer teruggekom het?
Ja. Fransje van Nieke. Nou weet ons wat hulle die idee gekry.
Fokkers. Lean on Pete.
Nooit van het gehoor in my lewe nie.
Okay. Het ons Gemini? Nee, ons nie Gemini gedoen. Mm. En dan was daar Unseen.
Dit was deur, ek kan nie nou wat die director was nie, maar die hele fliek was op 'n iPhone geskiet. Maar dit is 'n prolific director.
I know. Soderbergh. It's Soderbergh.
Yes.
Ja.
En dit gaan oor 'n vrou wat haarself, ek dink sy daar's 'n ou wat haar stalk, sy boeks haarself by 'n mental asylum in.
It's like a movie.
Hence Unseen.
Yes.
How many?
Yes. Ja, dat is bedoeld hoe ik het had geschreven. Ja.
Ja, en Britney Spears speelt die hele fliek. Is al wat die hele soundtrack uit consist.
Wee.
Ja.
En hoe is die...
Val ik er ooit in.
Hoe is die cinematography?
It's actually impressive.
Is it?
Ja, wat ik meen, die goed wat hulle kan doen met de iPhone is actually impressive. Ik meen, het lijkt beter met Afrikaanse flieks.
Zou maar
wat
ons het doen? Ons allemaal het iPhone
okay, maar
is onlangs een Zuid-Afrikaanse film gemaakt wat so op een iPhone gedoen is, maar dit is ook so weird. Ek ken net die meisie, een van die actrices, Lisa Skuld. En dan is het so body switching kind of story. Drie mensen wat uit in die desert gaan en tracks vat en stuff.
Ek het
gehoor
wat bij een festival in LA
gespeeld. En dan switch hulle bodies.
So ek het opgewonde geraak.
Ja, wat ook so op een iPhone geskiet is.
Maar hulle het soos een $50,000 rig gehad. Hulle het soos die iPhone gerig met soos heavy expensive lensing en stuff. So dit was net die iPhone sensor op die einde van die dag.
Praat jy van Soderbergh?
Ja.
Ja, want hy is baie ryk.
Ja, hy het geldjie.
Hy het geldjie. Okay. Well, I want to quickly tell you that I saw a thing on Netflix, and I don't know if Hannes... Het jy Netflix?
Nee.
Jy moet kry, hoor. En daar is...
Today's show is brought to you by Netflix.
Ja, ons moet hulle as 'n borg kry.
It's not just Flix. It's also a series.
It's Netflix.
Dit is serious. Nou, daar is 'n ding Bumping Mics.
Yes, maar ek het Bumping Mics. Dit is so toevallig. Dit is asof die universe geweet het, jy gaan vir my vra oor Bumping Mics. Want ek was die naweek in die Kaap vir 'n show.
Nee.
En toe bly ek by Melt.
Fuck
en toe
off.
Sê Melt vir my, dude, check hierdie uit. En toe yes, kyk ons hele, dis die eerste season is 3 episodes.
Dat is net 3.
Ja.
Is dit die fucking snacks?
Dis fucking hilarious. Ja.
Dis fucking snacks.
Jeff Ross en Dave.
Dave Attell, van wie ek nou fan is.
Ja.
I didn't know you're that funny.
I don't know David.
So what they do is they if they say something, it's like roasting in a way.
Okay.
And if it's funny, then they bump their mics.
So you kind of respect
jy weet, dis amper as wie gaan respek, bro. Ja, soos 'n fist.
Soos 'n fist, 'n fisting.
Maar hulle rip mekaar die hele tyd af en en dan rip hulle mense in die audience ook af en hulle het celebrity guests, soos in die ene het hulle vir Gilbert Godfrey in Bob Saget.
No.
File L okay. Bob Saget.
He's a sticky. We're a sticky.
There's no subtleties.
The one thing I will say, no matter how hard you try, you will offend somebody in that room.
I love performing in the room that Anne Frank hid in from the Nazis.
It really is creepy in here.
Wake up, Annie. The war's over. I did feel bad. I was in Amsterdam at that Anne Frank Museum, and I didn't realize it, and I started making out with some chick in the attic. I had to be like, shh, we're gonna get in trouble. Any Anne Frank fans here tonight?
Too soon.
I waited 75 years to tell the fucking joke.
I know. I give that joke 3 heils. I think it's awesome. Oh,
by the way, when I was a kid, I read that book in Hebrew school, The Diary of Anne Frank. Did you read it? I cried. But then I got a little older, and I read the diaries of the other people that she shared that attic with, and they all thought she was a cunt, so.
Ah. Where are my Brooklyn people at? Where are the Brooklyn? Right there? Boom. You guys
are... is dit nie snaaks nie?
Ja, bitterlik.
Maar dit is, soos hy sê, jy gaan mense offend as jy nie lekker in jou kop is nie. So that is, you saw that, I want to recommend it to everyone, Netflix, Bumping Mics, and I hope they will make more. These two people, I just shrieked with laughter. That's my kind of fucking funny. You know. So... I asked Rian to tell me about some movies. What movies did I... I can't remember what I said to
you. Well, there's a couple of great ones coming out in 2019.
Oh, what we can look for in 2019.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So, do you guys remember a movie?
Yes.
What is his name? The movie was called Split.
Yes.
Yes.
By M. Night Shyamalan.
Right. So, they're bringing back a movie with Bruce Willis. And with Samuel L. Jackson.
Bruce Willis.
The new... I couldn't finish my joke there, so I just...
Yeah, so they kind of... they didn't think they were going to collaborate these characters, but because Split was such a successful movie, they are now going to make a collaboration with all of these...
In the Unbreakable
universe. So then it ends up being a trilogy. Yeah, yeah.
It's a trilogy.
Unbreakable.
The first was Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know about that.
Yeah.
And so it's Unbreakable with Samuel Jackson. What happened at the... No.
Bruce Willis. Unbreakable.
And Bruce Willis was who? Was he the Incredible Hulk?
He was the Unbreakable guy.
He was the guy that did not die in the train crash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, I guess...
And
like,
Split was like a lot of personalities.
Yes. Yeah. James McAvoy.
I haven't seen that actually.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's good. Mm.
But this is, I looked at the trailer for the new one, Glass.
Yes,
right.
that's Glass.
That looks really
that
cool.
That looks very good. Talking about split personalities, I heard a really cute joke this week. I'm so lazy that when I have a threesome, I'll sleep with a psychopath or schizophrenia.
Sorry, Jan. Wanneer reg is, vertel die joke.
Okay.
I can't. Yeah.
Wat sal jy doen as jou ma vir jou kos skep in 'n bakkie? En die bakkie ry weg. Okay.
Okay. So that is Glass. Nice. What's the next movie, Rian?
The next movie. Hierdie regtig funny nie jokes nie, funny movie. Die nuwe Avengers natuurlik wat uitkom. met 'n paar kontroversiële punte wat uitkom, want daar gaan dan natuurlik baie van die kontrakte van die super heroes se kontrakte is nou klaar, so ons kan verwag dat 'n paar van hulle regtig gaan dood wees hierdie jaar. So ons gaan nou maar vir 'n paar ouens soos wat hulle nou dink, Iron Man en Thor, ons gaan vir daai manne nou vir 'n finaal die curtain call gee.
Nerds gaan huil.
Maar ek dink Marvel het hulle het definitief 'n plan om to end this run of the Avengers, maar to establish new characters waarmee hulle dan verder gaan
die Spider-Man.
So die nuwe Spider-Man kom ook uit. So dit lyk my dat Spidey gaan 'n comeback maak.
want hy's nog jonk, hy het nog net een movie gekry, so
give it a chance. Ene, ja, hierdie ene. Daar was so baie Spider-Mans. Dat mens dit is hele nes actually.
Ja, daar's nou 'n nuwe een uit nou volgende week.
Maar sien my daar's ook net iets interessant want dit moet ons het al trailers vir die nuwe Spider-Man en so of die net first looks en so, maar dit beteken ons weet wat dit preempt eintlik bietjie wat in Avengers 4 gaan
gebeur. Yes.
Want aan die einde van Avengers Infinity War, ek weet nie, het almal dit al gekyk, spoiler alert.
Maar Shamaine wat nice is hieso is dat net na die movie uitgekom het, is daar 'n stage show by Empress Palace met hierdie Marvel comics.
Ja.
Ook live. Wow. Maar hulle is vetter.
Ja.
Hulle is bietjie hariger op hulle soos
hulle het haar op hulle tande.
Oralste.
Hulle gooi met energy drink.
Dis basically Cousin It met Marvel maskers op.
Hulle gooi met energy.
Christian, good segue. And guess what?
What?
Steve, it's going to be a great year for Stephen King. The remake of Pet Sematary is coming back.
The trailer looks great.
Isn't It Chapter 2 also coming next year?
Yes.
Ooh, it's going to be a good year.
It's a good year for Stephen King.
Oh my God, my Pet Sematary. Oh, ek het geskrik in daai eers original hoor.
Met Edward Furlong was nog in het ook.
Ek weet nie, my fur was maar short na dit. Ek het so, ek hoop dis erger.
Praat onder correctie, maar ik denk die directors van Starry yes. Eyes
ja, das,
gaan Pet Sematary.
Daar is twee groot horror directors wat gaan deel wees van die project, so om hy die rechte horror feel te kry.
En John Lithgow is in het, nee?
Ik denk so. Ja.
Kijk wie het ingekom julle.
Hallo. Hi.
Dit is Rona van Rensburg.
Rona
wie,
van Rensburg.
Wie herken nou, wie was hier toe sy al hier was? Shemaine was al hier.
Ek dink
jy so nie.
Sy het ook geloop voor sy
was
gekom.
Was Gavin nie?
Nee, was Alicia en Simba.
Is jy so lang terug hier gewees?
Ja.
Wie is hierdie mense?
Rian?
Hallo.
Wil jy hier kom sit?
Laat sy gou 'n bietjie daar sit, Shamaine. Rona, welkom. Kom sit by Shamaine se plek. Ons is so vol. Kyk hoe vol is ons.
Chock en blok.
Ons kort nog ten minste 3 mics. Mm. Ons moet dit vir die departement van vervoer wees sê dat terwyl hulle paaie maak en hulle nog mics ontmaak. Rona, welkom maken. Terug in Suid-Afrika.
Baie dankie en dankie vir die uitnodiging.
It's a pleasure, darling, because you are a fan of the show, but hoeveelste keer is dit nou wat jy hier is? By ons.
Second time.
Ja, dis wat ek gedink het. Yeah. Want jy was eers in Texas.
Exactly.
En toe, gaan jy waarna toe Orlando?
Ja.
Oh, en hoe gaan dit in Orlando?
Gaan lekker, man. Ek geniet dit. Disney.
Dis nie te versmaai nie, ek weet. En jy, ek sien jou elke nou en dan is jy by een of ander rock festival.
Ja, jy ken mos, Cassie, ek hou van my musiek, so ek gaan nie op vakantie nie, maar ek travel vir shows en ek lief dit. Ek het tot nou al 'n behoorlike kamera vir myself gekry dat ek foto's neem van die bands en goed en hulle lief dit.
Maar jy speel ook gitaar.
Dis reg, ja.
Jy het nou gitaar geleer.
Ja,
is dit moeilik?
Ek het eindelijk nou al vir 12 jaar my gitaar al, so ek kon die basisse goed doen en so rukkie terug het ek dit meer begin speel en toe het 'n gitaaronderwyser my ontdek en nou vorder ek.
Nice.
So maybe next time when you see me I can play those solos.
Oh my honey bun. So wat is die lekker hoogtepunte wat jy nou gesien het?
Jo, dus where do I start?
Where? Just start.
Where?
Just start, honey.
Well... Die musiek lief ek daar, soos al die shows en goeders waar nou jy te kan gaan. I mean, people who I've seen live now has been Jennifer Lopez,
wow.
Aerosmith, Goo Goo Dolls. Mm. I've also met the guys from the Goo Goo Dolls and I met Jennifer Lopez.
Jenny from the block.
Yeah. So that's amazing. And what is also nice where I'm in Orlando is I'm literally in the middle, so I can drive an hour east and I'm at the beach, and I can drive an hour west and I'm at the beach.
Wow.
So it's nice, wow. But the bad thing sometimes is we get hurricanes.
Ek wil jou nou net gevra, jy sê jy gaan nie op vakansie nie, but does it count when you get if, like, you have to leave the
state. Dan moet je wakker naar een land.
Exactly.
Hello, but archipelago.
Exactly. ja, all year summer for me. I don't even know what's winter anymore.
Wanneer is dit hurricane seasons?
Augustus, September.
Ja, maar nou met Trump is het al die tijd.
ja, die bliksem. Oké, okay, en het jy nou al bietjie gaan besoek aan Disney World lê?
Ek het. Dit was lekker, maar jy staan die hele dag in rye ook.
Ja, but it's the wrong time.
Dit is so lekker exactly. Soos Goldrief.
Yes. Next
is so lekker soos Goldrief.
You don't know where to go, because there's so much to do and to see and all the rides, and it's actually just incredible. I mean, you literally need at least a week in those parks.
Really? Jy doen, ja. Jy doen. At least. En dan is dan nog die...
got time for that.
Oor kan die... Oor kan die pad is dan nog Universal.
Yep.
Wel, oor kan die pad Universal en al hulle studios. Oh. So jy, oh, jy kan maanden daar blijven.
Was jy al daar, Cassie?
Ek was Mickey vir het tijdje. And then they took the Mickey anime. Nee, ek was al baie keer daar, ja. En ek sal politieke asiel vra daar.
Ek was ook daar.
Oh.
Ja.
Wanneer was jy daar?
So 3 jaar terug.
Was het fun?
Ja, dit is magical. Soos ek gesê, die rye is bietjie is horrible. Soos jy het was 2 rides gedoen en daar ruk was het maar net the good old bar.
Yeah, but you must know. Want jy kry fast pass. Mm-hmm. Jy kan, dan skip jy, as jy in een hotel bly binnen in die wereld, dan word jy heel voorgevat met jou hotelkie.
Toe ons, so,
dit is klassisme.
Ja.
Hoeveel kost het om in te gaan by Disney? Because I've always wondered that.
You buy a pass for like a week. And then, because daily it's very expensive.
Exactly.
Maar dan gee hulle vir jou a pass hopper, a park hopper. Dan kan jy gou na die kasteeltjie gaan kyk en dan na MGM Studios toe. En dan kan jy na Animal Kingdom toe gaan alles op dieselfde kaart. Okay. Otherwise it's going to be like R1,000 just for one park, I think.
Oh no, much more than that.
Really? Yeah. Ja, ek kan nie met die wisselkoers onthou nie.
I think it's, if you get a daily pass, I might not be right now, but it's between $200 or $300 a day.
Ja, dis presies wat gebeur het. Dis hoekom ons nie die fast pass wenslik wil vat nie, want ons voorkom is soos, hoorie, ons het nou klaar my huis verkoop om op hierdie ride te gaan. So fucking los het nou my.
But I was lucky enough that the work sponsored us or took us for a day and we got a day pass for all the parks, but it's
Gareth,
it's not much. Enough time.
Jy is gelukkig.
Maar ek het die kasteeltjie gesien, ek het vir Mickey hulle gesê, ek het nog gewaai.
It's all about a moment to say hello to Mickey. Exactly. So are you still doing the same job, like exactly. Working with figures?
Yep, I'm an auditor. And now, last time I was here, I have my CASA, but now I have...
What does that mean?
Chartered Accountant South Africa. But now I have an extra title as well. Now I'm a CPA as well, a Certified Public Accountant.
Ooh. Please put them all together for us.
So my full title is... Rona van Rensburg, CASA CPA.
The letters. Yeah. Yeah, klink soos a fucking company. I love it.
PTY.
Maar ek sien jy was nou bietjie by jou familie.
Ja, ek het nou bietjie lekker gekuier by al my familie. Dis bietjie uitputtend om so die hele tyd rondry en almal te sien.
Ag, maar is toch lekker is hier.
So lekker. Ag, ek het so baie geëet. Ek dink rooi vleis is nou al in my bloedstroom.
Braai vleis is ook een goed.
Ek, elke, vir wie ook al ek gaan keir, geef my braaivleis. Mm. So, ek mind nie dit nie.
Vertel, gaf jy vinnig vir ons hulle barbecues, hou het duim vast, hand vast, hou het wat vast, kaars vast, by ons? Of is jy, het jy gewoond geraak aan hulle barbecues? Of is
ja, want hulle barbecues is hulle grill.
Ja,
worsies en burgers.
Burger patties.
Allemaal braai, want die kracht is heel tijd af.
Exactly. Ja, dat moet ons doen.
Load shedding, dit mis ek nie.
Jesus, en jy is nou net op die rechte tijd hier.
Ja,
as Eskom weer klaar oor chakel, moet hulle net al by my kom haal. Ek het briket.
Vir
duis.
Dis waar.
En ek maak ook lekker pot.
Poikie.
Rona, maar jy, vertel gou vir die mense wat blykbaar niemand ken jou nie hierson nie. Hoe het jy nou jy het begin skryf vir ons op die show en nee, hoe het dit gewerk? En,
ja, want wat het dit nou want ek dink jy het die een keer ietsie gevra oor het jy 'n storie oor 'n bank en toe vertel ek vir julle 'n storie oor 'n slegte ervaring wat ek gehad het met die banke daar. En ja, dit is hoe ons bietjie meer begin gesels het.
En toe praat ons op die show.
Exactly. Give us the rundown for die bank story. Kort weergawe.
Ja, ek kan actually nie eens meer onthou nie, want kyk, hulle bankgoeders werk so bietjie anders daar, so hulle het checks en nie regtig wire transfers nie, en toe wag ek 'n week dat my geld inbetaal word en ek nie geld gehad om kos te koop nie. En toe moes ek plan maak.
By mense gaan barbecue.
Exactly. Wat is 'n
plan het jy gemaak?
Wel,
We have this segment on the show that we do every week where we talk about one of our guests' pets.
Okay.
I don't have the copy in front of me, so I'm just going to go, Bravecto, thanks for sponsoring us this year. We appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you, because it's our last show this year. We want to say thank you to Bravecto and also from Kent. Thank you. And so, wanneer ons gaste het, especially preferably in English, we have to hear about pet stories. But Rona commissioned, in a way, me from America to paint her cat.
So, first of all, what's the cat's name? Tell me all about it. I'm a cat person. I'm here for you.
So, her name is Coco Chanel.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So, you can now roll this up. Here is the painting.
Awesome.
And then you can frame it in America.
Thank you very
Otherwise,
much.
Otherwise, it's cuck in a tuss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's
So, it's an audio
perfect.
Medium. So, can you describe what we're looking at here?
So, I sent Casper one of my favorite pictures of Coco. And, he painted it. And that's basically, she has like a little red tunnel thing she likes to run through. So, that's what that is.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Jy's baie bevoorreg. Daar's min girls wie Casper se kat wil geverf.
Excuse them, they are getting hunts.
It's okay.
How old is Coco?
So Coco is 4. So just when I moved to the US, I wanted to have an animal, but I can't have a dog because a dog needs a little bit more attention. And then I got her from a shelter and she was already almost...
Adopt, don't shop.
Yes.
Yes.
And she was already almost a year old. And I asked her them now, because she's a really beautiful cat, like what's wrong? And they just said, well, families has picked her up and then she didn't connect with them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I want her. And they're like, are you sure? Don't you want to have a trial period? I'm like, nope, she's mine.
Aww, no.
And it took a while for her to get used to, because, I mean, trust issues a little bit. But, yeah, she's my baby.
Oh, but you love her. You got beautiful pics of her.
Yeah.
Is she a big cat?
No, she's a small cat. They said she's a Bengal mix. Okay. So she has, like, these green eyes, which is really nice. But, yeah.
And have you got any interesting story about what's her mannerism?
All right, so one thing, when I got her, I got this idea that, because she's a house cat.
Yes.
But I want her to get a little bit of exercise too. So I asked one of my engineering friends to help me build a cat wheel for her.
A cat wheel? What's a cat wheel?
Like a hamster wheel.
Exactly, but just bigger for her to run on.
Is this a thing that people do? Like, do people get cat wheels?
I don't know. I got it.
But you were convinced.
You should market it.
Yeah, that's like gone Shark Tank.
it's actually really cool. But anyway, it took a year for me to get her to use it because she didn't want to use it. And one day I was playing with her and I don't know what I did. And all of a sudden she started running on this thing.
Did you lose your mind for like
a little
second?
Bit. I was like, what?
Here is the cat on Coco on Instagram. Coco Chanel. Gavin, you also got a Coco, but your Coco is not Coco Chanel. Hey, it's Coco Pacabel.
She's Coco Wolskut Prince.
Oh, look here.
Wolskut.
You see the cat. Did you see how just painstakingly beautiful I painted?
I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Great job.
Well done.
It's what you see. You interpret the cat.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's what you do when you paint. I interpret it.
You can easily photocopy it, but like by interpreting it, you make it a unique thing.
Yeah, you know what other painters do, the eye filer? They project the fucking picture on white, and then they trace it with their brush. That's not painting.
That's not painting. That's tracing.
Yeah,
Exactly.
As it stijf, ek weet het like a bietjie gekreeu. As hy stijf gespan is, dan gaat het zo mooi like.
Oh, thank you very much. I love it.
Okay, interrupt. Let's go on about the cat.
Yes. So the cat wheel. So we were there and she starts bolting on
exactly.
the cat
wheel. Exactly. So she loves her treats. So how I got her to continue running on it is I, a little bit, but I give her treats. Okay. So now, literally 2 years later, now I literally say, run. And she runs, she goes to the wheel, she runs, and then she waits, because now it's treat time.
Wow. Oh my god, that's amazing. So, you trained a cat.
Yes, I did. Sometimes she drives me nuts, because she keeps on running on this thing, but she wants her treats.
So that's really
in shape cat at home. Yeah. Nice.
Not really, but...
Does she do the hamster thing where if she goes too fast, she just kind of chills and like
exactly.
loops around? Really?
Yeah. She does.
Does that have like little grips for her or something?
No.
I need to picture this. It's made out of wood. What is it made out of?
Yeah, it's basically wood. I'll have to show you a picture of it. I think somewhere I have a video of it, but it's pretty cool. So my friend and I, we literally went to one of their let's say builder's warehouse called
Home Depot.
Yes, Home Depot.
Gotcha back.
There you go. And we bought everything from scratch and took us 2 days and we made it.
That's very impressive.
That's very cool.
Yeah. That's very impressive. That you should record that and put it on YouTube because that's a viral video waiting to happen. Seeing a cat just like whirring around.
It's awesome.
I've been going through Arona's Instagram. Here is one. I don't know when this was. Just another amazing day in Dallas where I got to meet Ian Sommerhalder.
Oh.
What's this?
Just casually.
What's this? Where did you meet him?
At Comic-Con. I freaked out that
day.
Oh my
gosh, you went to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
And I've made the stars from Arrow and Flash.
Oh, that's my complete absolute favorite.
Oh my god.
We had Comic-Con. We had the stand-in...
Africa.
Stand-in a giant from Game of Thrones we had here.
Oh. En die draak. Ja.
Ja.
Die draak my het gesmelt.
So that was that's fantastic, Arona. And so but you give the cat to someone to look after now?
Yes, well, I have a teenager now who checks in with her every single day.
You have a teenager?
No.
Have
I'm
you?
Paying a teenager.
Oh.
To check in with her, but...
What's the pay like in America for that?
Well, I pay like $10 a day to go and check
that's
in.
That's a lot of money.
There's currently like
a cat.
Wow.
She is scoring.
You know,
yeah, but she plays with her for an hour about.
Okay.
So she doesn't just check in and go out. So, and my cat loves her. But what I did was just before I came, I actually bought like a baby camera or a baby monitor camera. And I put it in for her and I can actually call her. And on the second day, because I could see she has like a scratch pad and whatnot, and she was scratching on her scratch pad. And I called her and it's like she looked straight into the camera and came closer and I didn't see her again.
Wow. Couldn't you see all the house parties that was happening at your house from this teenager taking care
teenager.
Of the house?
Risky
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a teddy bear with a like GoPro in his eye, just like on the couch.
The cat shade.
But I thought I would be able to check in on her, but she doesn't come now when I call her, so she's probably like, yeah, you left me alone again. Thank you very much.
Oh, she's clever. But they forgive you quickly. Like my cats, like
they don't hold grudges.
If you're not there for a while, so I'll say, oh, gat in jou af vir die eerste dag of twee.
Exactly.
But then they realize that the game they're playing isn't to their benefit.
Exactly.
Because you're still feeding them.
Yeah.
I get so mad because I'm like, I'm feeding you. You can't be a dick to me. I can stop this little relationship at any point, pal.
Do you know that President Bush died?
Yes.
The old one. And did you see Sally was there, his dog?
Oh.
Aww. he had a dog, but because Bush was a bit gaga. He didn't know where he was at the end for the past couple of years.
Really?
So he had a little doggy, Sally. Those Labradors, I think they are. And she was at the casket there, smoking a cigarette thing. Thank God that's over. And no, she was there, Sally.
But hold on. Bush's son, W. He choked on peanuts at one stage. And his dogs started barking for the Secret Service to hear.
Really?
Yes.
And he also choked when he did the eulogy. He cried.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, shame. Yeah, he's a peanut choker. And then his father choked on broccoli or something. He threw up. Because Double Ya made a joke about it during the eulogy.
Oh.
Say, and we got that genes from Daddy.
Oh.
And we all laughed.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
Dit is die singende saag, die langspeler het nou uitgekom vir Kersfees, en is by enige P&A of kom boeke te kry. Die singende saag. Kom ons luister nog 'n stukkie. Klink vir my bietjie soos 'n perd. Wat skryf daai ou daar?
Dit is baie klein. Ek kan dra. Hi mats. It's loud. Lag weer my gat af vir julle. Groete Lola.
Lola.
You got me on my knees, Lola.
Lola. Dankie Lola. So iemand het die Telegram hint gevat.
Iemand het die Telegram gestuur gekry, geluk.
Thank God. Nou is dit die einde van die jaar. Die shows is op en nou kring ons boodskap.
Maar dis beter as niks.
So as jy vir ons nog 'n bolaadjie wil stuur, dan wat jy doen is jy laai af die Telegram op. Of toep.
Ja, gram wat jy moet kry. Telegram.
Hallo Quentin, lekker om jou te sien. Waar was jy gisteraan?
Op die telefoon.
En, het jy mooi skoon gemaak na die tyd?
Ja.
Quentin, hulle kan ons bel by 07, nie, hulle kan nie. Hulle laai wat af, die toep.
Ja, Telegram.
Die Telegram toep.
En dan so 'n nommer.
En die nommer is Susan
079-74-2090.
Dis
079-748-2090.
Dankie vir die teekie, Susan. Dis 'n groot plesier. So jy kan nog vir ons stuur, mense. Okay, dan ek moet nog gou deur my lysie gaan om vir julle goed vertel wat belangrik is. Vanaand is Anna Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we had her here. That woman is
so gas.
She is
so good.
Oh my.
Maar ek wens ek was hier, want ek het toe nou aan die hand van sy wat die gekry het.
Afrikaans, né? Aan die hand van. Is dit
nooit
gesien
nie.
Pragtig. Het ek nou op video gaan check en alles. Dis
het jy redenaars gedoen op 'n stadium?
Ja, ek het.
Ja, kan tel.
Ja, maar is het
baie goed geweest
in Afrikaans.
Baie.
Ja, ek was uitmuntend.
Wat 'n oulike woord is miskien hier vir Hannes, is die Afrikaanse woord vir deleted scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Dis skraptonele.
Skraptonele.
Ja, so die DVD bevat skraptonele. Ek sou hom teruggee as ek hoor hy het skraptonele en sê ek gee my een wat fucking kan speel. Maar
ja, want hulle is geskrap.
Ja, hulle is geskrap. Dis skraptonele. Dan is dit you're not going to talk about undervalued movies, Christian.
No, I'm going to talk about movies that people don't really want to have happen next year.
Oh,
because we did like the underrated movies of last year, so of this past year. So I'm like, let's talk about movies no one cares about that's coming
but
next year.
But did we talk about it?
No, this is completely. These are two different concepts.
Okay. Willem Boota het 'n ma.
Almal het 'n ma.
Hy het 'n ma. Weet jy wat? Ek het sy ma se naam uitgevind.
Wat is Willem Boota se ma se naam?
Jy sal nooit raai nie. Raai.
Wilhelmina.
Villa.
Wilnai.
Wilnai.
Wilnai. Nee. Tannie Botha.
Ma Botha.
Julle kom nie met name uit nie. Julle
Susan, Magda.
Amper.
Magdalena.
Maria.
Nee. Amper.
Nee, Michelle.
Marijke.
Wie het Susan gesê?
Ek het.
Amper.
Susanna.
Oké, okay, nog.
Susanna.
Sarah. Sarkie.
Nee.
Sarkie Botha. Dis Sarkie Botha.
Dis kan take a while.
As jy wil gaan tee maak of so gaan maak, ons is besig.
Ons is nou by die letter S.
Ons is by S.
Ja.
Nee, Willem Botha se moeder se naam, nee, amper se naam is Sari.
Sari.
Ja, my sou nooit verwag nie. 'N
Vriendin vir elke vrou.
'N Vriendin vir elke vrou.
Maar Willem is 'n sweetheart.
Hy is. Hy brei hard.
Maar hy het jare terug so hy op die televisie kon gewees het nie, met daai brei.
Hy sal nie. Maar nou, omdat hy dit ook dan weggee, dit wat hy brei. Vir die
hawelose
kinders dan
hallo
het jy Netflix Hannes
ons het
ek het net die STV
I'm taking the purse because I know you think I don't remember things. Okay, there's a thing you must see. It's called Buster Scruggs. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
By the Coen Brothers.
By the Coen Brothers. The Coen Brothers.
I love hulle.
And they made this especially for Netflix because you know Netflix, they got the money.
Wie actually kyk net met 'n kanaal begin wat hulle Netflix speel.
Oh, dis slim.
Dis Netflix,
slim, ja.
Ek dink alsjies is 12 Afrikaanse flieks ooit gemaak.
Bikkie meer, maar net 12 van hulle was kykbaar.
Opkyk. Die ander was als musicals.
Ja. Ja. As jy opbring. De plus van as jy sing, toe maar.
Yeah. It's a very good movie. It's very funny. And I would really recommend it to everyone out there. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Dit is 5 vignette. Ek sweer.
Nee, ek weet, ek kan nie toe nie.
Dit is 5 vignette. Waarvan party snaaks is, party soetsuur, party tragikomies.
Ja, soos vinaigrette.
Soos 'n vinaigrette.
Ek kan soet wees, ek kan suur wees, ek kan tragies wees, ek kan die hele Greek salad droom.
Nou, wat se movies kom uit volgende jaar? O, raai gaf is dit. Kan ek dit speel?
Sari Botha.
Sari Botha.
Mooi.
Nee, dit is nie. Open. Ek het so ding ontdek, dan druk my so knoppie. Wil nie werk nie. Ach, fuck. Ok,
Goeie laaste
is ek het 'n vraag vir jou, dat jy Afrikaanse goed is.
Ek praat 'n bietjie met Gavin en Shamaine, want hulle is nou, dis regtig apartheid. Dis die twee breines wat daar op hulle eie moes sit, terwyl die wit is lekker voor die maat sit.
Wat is bloopers in Afrikaans?
Glipsies.
Ek weet, ek weet nie.
Hoekom?
Het jy 'n antwoord?
Ek het gedink jy slaap weer.
Fokops.
Oepsies.
Ek hou van oepsies. 'n Blooper, want jy praat van 'n blooper reel, so dan moet Afrikaanse woord wees moet, daarvoor.
Hoe jy bedoel, soos kraptonele.
Ja.
Ja.
Soos dis kaktonele.
pittige something, I don't know.
Bloopers.
Wat gaan nou gebeur?
Wel, ons gaan nou luister na...
I'm enjoying the couch.
Nee, Adam, ons moet vir hulle stoele, want ons gaan die einde hiervan nooit hoor. Maar hoor hierso.
Hy is verbaas, hulle is nog hier.
Ek ook.
Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here, fully, in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness. If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit. You're here now, in this place, with your inner stillness. Those bitches can't get under your skin. They can't even. Take in a deep breath. Now breathe out. Just feel the fucking nonsense float away. Take full, deep breaths. Breathe in strength. Breathe out bullshit. Allow your breathing to discover its own natural, unhurried pace. If your thoughts drift to the three-ring shit show of your life, bring your attention back to your breathing. And with each breath, feel your body saying, "Fuck that." With passive acceptance, just allow distracting thoughts to float by. Fuck that. With each breath you take, your thoughts become lighter. And all the soul-eating cocksuckers just fall away into nothing. Take a moment to appreciate the silence. Those assholes can't piss all over a purity like this. You are weightless, timeless, without beginning or end. Completely relaxed and free of thought. And as you slowly open your eyes, greet the world and everything in it with a new, beautiful breath of fuck that.
Ek hoop julle dit van harte geniet, vir al die mense wat 'n bietjie hoop en seën nodig het in hierdie dag. Daai was die boodskapie. Seën, daai was die boodskap.
Party seën nodig.
Party het seën, party dogter nodig. Maar kom ons luister na. Ah, is dit 'n film?
Movies on television.
So wat het jy gesê, Christian?
Okay, so ek het jy het my 'n lys gestuur van die 10 most anticipated movies of next year.
Dit I.
Ja, maar toe dog ek dit gaan meer interessant wees as ons praat oor die movies wat niemand vooruit sien volgende jaar nie.
Okay, but before you do that, can I say that we have another guest in the studio?
You are more than welcome to, it's your show.
But now it's Bradley.
Bradley.
But now you must come closer. Come closer.
Into the mic.
Into the mic. Put on your phone. Bradley, what's your surname?
Tyak.
Oh, Tyak.
Tyak.
How do you spell that?
T-Y-A-C-K.
And you are here because you're going to tell us about a nice project that you want to do this Christmas. And
yes.
I got to know you through Instagram because you are sometimes working at Beefcakes. And I'm at Beefcakes with Bitchy Bingo. And so we got to talking and you told me about this project. And I said, well, let's do it on the last show of the year for us. You can tell us. But first, you must shut up, Bradley, because we're going to talk about the movies.
So not that yet.
Yeah, but you can join in.
Oh, in the
movies. In the movies. Okay, cool, yeah. Cool.
Okay, so the first one is this animated film called Ugly Dolls, right?
What is that? Yeah.
No, so it's starring Kelly from Justin to Kelly and Pitbull, the music guy. Yeah, Dale.
Are they old, or is it an old thing, or is it a new thing, or with those former young people now being old?
It's like dolls like this, and it's an animated film.
Okay. I remember you said that now.
You said like this. Yes. What did you show you
in the beginning?
What did you
show? I showed you what the dolls look like. So people are already saying the entire point of the movie is just to sell toys, and it looks atrocious. And just seeing the cast, like, they've got no, like, actual, like, actors so far involved.
I forgot those people existed.
Exactly. But well, there's money. Forgot. We can't.
But that Justin boy was cute.
But he's not in it. It's just Kelly.
Kelly.
And then you guys remember the movie Top Gun?
Yeah.
That's getting a sequel.
Oh, why?
It's called Top Gun Maverick.
Is Cruise going to do the same thing?
I don't know. They still haven't released, like, much information.
Is it going to be animation? Is still going to be in it? Val Kilmer.
Is he alive still? Is he okay?
I don't think he's okay.
Oh, apparently he has cancer. But he looks terrible. He has what's that thing that you put when you put into the throat?
Like a cigarettes.
A trachea.
Tragias. That's my Tragias that's in Trump.
Yeah, but he looks really messed up. I mean, life really got to him. I don't know what happened, but he.
Logan, not Top Gun.
And then continuing Disney's thing where they have to make remake classic Disney movies as weird 3D animated live action things.
Muni Nine Kent. Shame, my dog is fucking something again.
I love the kisser.
He loves the pillow.
This is his way of showing he's happy.
He's very weird today. He's not himself.
No.
Why not?
He's got some champagne.
He's on something. Maybe he took some of your tablets, but he's showing a lot of love for me all of a sudden.
But he loves you, Gav.
No, never like this today.
Is it? Maybe he's just happy. Because remember, his things were snipped off. He hasn't got, he can't get. It's horny.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, you're saying that, but...
But what? Guess what you were busy saying?
He was just he's showing he's happy.
I tell you what it is. He's been sitting up against me, and he's been sitting up against you, and it's two females.
It's
he's
just
feeling
the
estrogen. He's feeling the estrogen. I mean, he's a boy. He's still, he might be snipped, but he's like still shit.
But
he's
gay. Kent is gay. Definitely gay.
Nah, but he's been done.
He's gesnipped and he's gay. He's praat nie van jou nie, Hannes, he's praat van Kent.
As mense timing for instap net bietjie awkward is.
Kent is...
Hello?
Hi.
Casper's playing something.
I'm not playing, it's a phone.
Someone's phone.
Whose phone?
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Antwoord gaan wist
dit? Is she gonna let answer?
What's word it?
Hello?
Wat in die naam van die heren?
I have no idea.
It's probably one of those telemarketing calls.
It's probably a telemarketing call.
They put you on hold.
I know.
As she answers.
Just hold for me, please.
I'm so interested to find out who this will be. And because you know, normally they're quite obnoxious.
I don't know what this is. Hello?
FND isn't trying.
It's like 30 seconds too many.
It's supposed to be a WhatsApp call.
Anyway.
I don't know. No, it wasn't a WhatsApp call.
So, Dumbo, how do we feel about it getting a live action remake? The elephant one.
Well, Jungle Book
is.
I know. Hi, come. But yes, but I was actually thinking it'd be nice to get Kent a big Dumbo doll that he can, you know.
Show love to.
Show love
do
to.
Do what you did to that poor, poor pillow.
That's what I was thinking.
On cue. Kent.
Can't we get someone.
Just take a picture.
Can't we get someone to explain that to us? Because Cody also does that. Why are they warning when they are...
They're like, happy.
It's about dominance. Yeah?
Is it?
Well, he's dominating.
Nee, maar dis hormone daai.
Hy's happy. Hy's tussen vriende. Dit is soos 'n orgie in die Romeinse tyd. Hy het kosse gekry en hy het alles gekry. En nou is dit tyd vir Wuma. Okay, volgende.
So the next
I love Jungle Book.
Okay.
The real life one. And I think the Lion King looks if it's going to be good. So maybe it will work.
Also, Netflix's Mowgli is releasing in like a few days.
I saw. Honest, you must get Netflix.
Is Netflix paying you or something?
No.
I'm trying them too.
Yay.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Okay.
We also have the sequel to the hit film from 2015 called Angry Birds. Angry Birds 2 will be
releasing. Love Angry Birds.
Who's super excited about the app That's movie?
Cool. Okay, finish with me. Ba ba dum bum. Ba ba dum bum. Ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba dum.
Oh. I don't know. I can't.
It's Angry Birds. Yeah, tune. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Then remember when Pirates of the Caribbean came out and Haunted Mansion?
Oh, will I ever forget?
So there's a new movie coming out based on a Disney-themed like thrill ride, I guess, called Jungle Cruise, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is gonna
go to the mighty jungle
with Dwayne.
With Dwayne
The Rock.
Go figure.
Mary and a rock.
Right?
Mm.
What a fine.
Okay, well, I'll watch it.
Fine, man.
He can't act to save his life.
Do I care?
She
acting.
Literally doesn't care about any talent. She just wants visuals.
She wants visuals.
Yeah, as long as he just stands there. Yeah.
No, he looks so natural. So
it's not true, you guys.
Then there's a Dora the Explorer movie coming out.
Yay!
Oh, you're excited. Dora!
I don't like
That's
Dora.
That's not the way you think.
I love
but
Dora.
It's live action.
What are we talking
what
about
action?
The same
I'm not
thing,
excited
Cap?
About the Dora movie because I'm probably going to have to watch it 700 million times.
That's me. I'm just embracing my reality.
Kenya?
It's Dora.
We'll watch it as well with you.
Mm. Aren't our daughters the same age?
Four.
Oh, mine is six.
What? Is Maya only four? You'll be going at least eight already.
He's really going for it. He's trying to like generate
photos,
power.
Photos.
So can I just say that?
Put it up the Facebook page so that the means you can see who fuck are I kissing or.
Kent started with the cushion like flat. Now he's mastered the art of taking the cushion up on its side.
Now he's very good.
He's complete.
He's learning.
Oh my god.
He's
hy
learning.
He stops as a seer.
But who come? Is it? Who come? Stop by med die kissing of sonder die kissing?
At the moment without.
But okay, stopping like he's got an erection.
He has a full on erection.
How can this isn't it? John T's show.
But didn't they snip his erection?
Yes, but it doesn't mean they don't.
He got a vasectomy.
I'm telling you, Cody does the same thing. Cody will for Coco really? Opklum.
So
it just that just can't make babies and.
Oh, so. Kent, loop reg nou. Just gooi bietjie van hierdie koue water.
And then the last movie is a Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
So we know critical acclaim is inbound. It's called Murder Mystery with famed actress Jennifer Aniston. So we've got like all the talent involved there.
Sure. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a comedy mystery. Masterpiece. Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Didn't they do a movie before together? They did a movie.
Along Came
together.
Polly.
Yes, that was Ben Stiller.
Sorry.
It wasn't Rumor Has It either, but there was one where they were. Yeah.
Did they do a movie together? Yeah.
They did.
Oh,
I guess it's still here.
Can't even think of it, but it was like. Went on a vacation type of thing.
And then there was some sort of pretense between the two of them.
They had to like pretend to be actually married, but they're not. And
wasn't the one a therapist and the other one? I don't know.
What Bradley? Like on the move or something like that.
Is it? But I just want to say, you have the most beautiful eyes. They are
eyes.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yes, beautiful and big brown.
Bradley, before you can actually speak anymore, you have to answer this question.
Oh my God, you are in hell.
Which African mammal kills more humans?
Oh, I got it.
What?
Which African
mammal kills more humans than any other?
Moerse groot tande, bly in die water. Limpopo.
Moenie hom help nie, wat is dit nou?
I was
going to
say hippopotamus. That's the most dangerous, is it?
Yeah, he's got it. Thanks to Charmaine, he's
no,
got
it's
it.
Not.
Okay, but
he's
safe.
See, I wasn't sure on your question because I know they're the most dangerous, but I didn't know that.
You didn't know they're a mammal.
Oh, right, that's it.
That's Mamala. That's Mamalia.
I learned something new.
Bradley, what's your plan for the. What do you want to tell me what you want to do this year?
Like the next 2 weeks?
No, why is he here? He said he wants to do something that is very nice.
We asked him about this year. There's like two, 3 weeks.
But
left.
That is why I introed it like that.
So basically,
Jesus. No, just Bradley. Jesus, Charmaine. Sorry, okay, Bradley, go.
So basically, me and my family, my mom fosters kids. We
Which
are
means eating
at
her
the
words
moment
now.
Adopting a kid. At the moment, I've taken on as like his fatherly role. But mainly what we are here to do is, this year I decided this Christmas, I want to find a family, or whether it's family, a person, child, adult, doesn't matter age, to come and spend Christmas with us that they, so they're not alone, because no one should be alone on Christmas. So basically, come spend time with our family, come and spend the day there, have a lunch with us, whatever it is.
And where can will this I be come? Where is your
can
family?
I come?
Ah, you can come.
No, I'm joking. Because...
So, like, anything flick.
So, it basically will be Christmas Day. And
okay, once again, because that's very nice.
Either is alone on Christmas, doesn't have a family, or their family is away on holiday, like overseas, and they can't get there, they can't afford to get there. So, come and spend Christmas with our crazy family. And
is this in Joburg?
In Joburg, we are in Alberton. Mm-hmm. I'm happy if like they don't have transport or something, go and fetch you on the day or something. So, I'm here to find someone.
Listen, wow.
How
Bradley,
can people get a hold incredible. Of you?
Sorry?
How can people get a hold of you to put themselves or
the
someone
best
forward?
Best would be to contact me on Instagram.
What is your Instagram handle?
Instagram is Bradley, BRADLEE, and then my surname, TYACK, and you can just message me on there.
But how are you going to choose? Because there are so many people who actually are alone and, you know...
Well, for now, I've posted it on my Instagram, I've posted it on Facebook, I've also had a lot of people sharing, and no one's really come forward as such. I've had a few people wanting, and I'm thinking, they're thinking that I'm a Rockefeller or something, and I'm going to give them a great present or something, and I'm not really looking for those people. I'm looking for someone that's going to be alone on Christmas.
And tell me, what have you got planned like for the actual day?
For the actual day, nothing really set in stone. Just spending Christmas together. We'll have like a whole Christmas lunch as long as there's gammon. Gammon has to be there.
And they don't have to bring anything?
No. Just bring yourself.
Too excited to like Jane over here.
No, I think it's a brilliant thing. Bring it's yourself. Beautiful. I love this.
We've got a great pool area, so we're going to swim. Hopefully it's not raining.
Oh, I thought you were going to play snooker. On the pool area, it's a joke. Listen. I just want to say, obviously, the kind of people that you want to help and you want to give them a memorable Christmas, most probably don't have a fucking radio or a computer or a phone, so they can't hear this. So I think a lot of people who know people who know people say, "Ach, jere, die Grevensteins, this is hateful." They might hear us, and then they might pass that message along to you. Mm. And then you say they go to Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram or...
Bradley
Tyack, but it's L-E-E, not L-E-Y.
And then spell Tyack again?
T-Y-A-C-K.
Oh, Brad.
So you want to give someone a memorable time, because Christmas is a time of family.
Yeah, and what I'm also worried about is if someone is alone, like I know me, if I knew I was going to be alone on Christmas, I wouldn't put my name forward.
No.
So
no, that's what I say.
I think your idea of actually finding someone and someone actually puts that person through, that they know that they're going to be alone, come and spend Christmas with us.
But you also said a great time. If it is a small family that is might be going through some financial hardship or whatever.
Yes. Absolutely.
That they won't be able to do a proper Christmas.
Like I said, there's no...
Like a mom and dad and child.
Specific number of people. Obviously, if it becomes a whole busload, then you might have to find another venue.
Sorry, I've changed my mind. Everyone go home. If it's too many people.
Yeah, it can't be like Oprah Winfrey, you know, like, hey, you get one, you get one.
Yeah, you get one.
Yeah, everybody get one.
So, yeah, I'm just hoping that the right person or right family comes along.
And it'll be awesome. You've got enough word of mouth time still for people to think of someone or see someone, and then as you say, go to them and say, listen, what about this?
And you're not holding out for donations for your function or your Christmas lunch?
No.
So no, don't give him ideas now.
He like starts a GoFundMe. He's like, hey guys.
In that sense, for the Christmas and everything, I'd say no. Christmas. But with my mom, she's a full-time foster care mom, and currently we got 4 kids living in our house.
Ages?
The smallest is 8 weeks.
Wow.
Whoa.
8 weeks. And then the oldest is nearly 4.
Wow.
Should this
So it's very busy. Very busy. It's hard on my mom. Like, so in funding, in sense of formula and nappies and that type of thing, that's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. Those type of donations are always welcome.
And volunteers?
Volunteers, yes. You know, my mom, I know she would love like a full-time person to just also help and assist her. And I know if she gets another person, she'll get more kids. But currently she just can't manage with anymore.
Wow.
Bradley, are you still at Beefcakes?
I am.
So where are you? Which branch are you?
The Lobo.
Ah.
Yes.
Het eigenlijk volgens mij dient die auntie.
Ik kan niet onthouden niet. Dus waarom
hou ik nou van? Remember.
When were we at the Lobo one? Oh, were you there with Fifi O'Hara?
Pippi.
Were you that night with Pippi O'Hara?
No.
Pippi was at
Pippi was next door at Babylon.
Yes. No, I remember she was there. I was actually working that night, but she didn't come to us.
No, she didn't, but we were there at Beefcakes for dinner.
Yeah, no, I've been there for quite some time. I actually started in the one with the Bedford View.
Yes.
And then moved away for about a year and then decided to come back. Because it's a lot of fun. It's
That's also, if some of our listeners are going to Beefcakes, they can and ask if you're there. Ask if Bradley's there. They can also communicate.
Yeah. Well, I am working tomorrow, so
okay.
If anyone is, they can request for me.
Yeah, and I mean also with your gesture, they can discuss that with you there.
Please.
Yeah. Now I want to know something, Rian. Are we gonna do a dance or what?
Yes.
All of us, eh?
What do you mean?
What are we gonna do?
We just ask something. I'm a bit worried about Kent.
Is it?
Yeah, he's still got a raging hard on. Is that normal?
No.
For so long.
No, it's not. I don't know why.
Kom water bij zijn mond. Dat is zeker normaal.
Really worried. I think
by his mouth.
He looks uncomfortable.
Yes. It's quail.
Oh, no, that's not normal.
He's not right, eh?
What did you feed him?
I had niks van hem gegeven.
Jullie het van die fucking hondkoorts gegeven.
I would have fed myself first.
Okay, well, I'll take him out now.
Okay.
But I want us all to dance. Have you got a camera or something, Rian?
Give me 1 second.
Okay, so how are we going to hear?
What is happening?
I also
unscripted.
Okay, my dog is dying of an erection, and we're going to dance.
Merry Christmas to all.
From foster children.
Hello. A tall child with a...
Excuse me. So I think we're going to do a little disco dance.
Oh, my God.
All of us.
Are you going to take the picture? Is it video?
Okay. You are not going to miss name called Awiwe, hey? Are you going to miss Awiwe?
Awiwe is a fantastic name. So where are we going to dance so that we can be out of your shot and move in? Maybe we all should stand here. And then you stand.
Isn't it sadder when you're in a line?
Awiwe,
they don't see us.
Listen, since Awiwe is the model, shouldn't he demonstrate how we should do this?
Yeah, we'll take the thing.
You demonstrate before we go on cam?
So what's going to happen is we all here. And then we move in from here and we come back and the next one go and move in and we dance. Okay, so I'm going to give us some dance music.
Invited.
Did you know
when you're a guest you go like, should I, could I?
Absolutely, man. We're going to do that.
End me now.
And people, you can watch this dancing on Facebook later. It's not live, but it's going to be posted on Facebook. Okay. And what is a good disco song? Oh, maybe it's that I Will Survive. Hey, is that a good one? I'm talking to myself while everyone has gone off in all directions, looking at Kent's erection. I don't know what's going on with the dog. He's never had that. Maybe the cushion had some pheromone. And he was like, fuck me, I wanna fuck that gushy. So maybe that is the, what is going on, I don't know. Okay, so I've got this song, I don't know if this is like good or not, but let's, are you ready? But you must be out of screen. Okay. Nicki Minaj, Justice. A Okay, you can see this dancing later on Facebook. We all had a bit of a dance. So now I just want to say thank you to everyone who was here. Let's hear from them. Thank you very much, Christian. Have a good, happy Christmas and a blessed New Year and a very good Pascha.
No, thank you. Oh, also, birthday.
Who?
Me.
You're right. You're one of those poor babies.
Yeah,
hey?
One of those Christmas babies.
Have a happy birthday as well then.
Thank you, thank you.
And then our next goodbye comes from Charmaine, who's sitting there with a smile on her face.
Okay, only because Bradley was taking a picture of me and, you know, it's good to be photographed with a gorgeous younger man. So, yeah. Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, have a fabulous holiday, people.
Woo. And Hannes, to you as well. Have dankie dat jy was vandag. Ons lekker om jou te sien.
Ja, ja, lanklaas, maar dit was vir my 'n remuneraard en 'n voorware voorreg om hier so te kan wees. En ek hoop almal het 'n wonderlike gesondheid. En dat julle die tyd saam met mense spandeer vir julle lief is. Ek gaan. Ek gaan in Kanada wees. Yay.
Blackson.
Thanks for having me, Cassie. Like, Cassie, somehow have a good one.
Thanks.
Bradley,
too.
Thank you for being here. And I hope you will give someone a wonderful day later this year.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. That's really appreciate it.
Pleasure and nice meeting you personally.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Rian, jy, my friend, waar gaan jy heen?
Ek gaan miskien dalk werk. Oor daai tyd, miskien, maar sal maar sien. So for my radio family, love you guys very much.
Awesome.
So if you say you're going to work, so we're going to look out for you at Westgate as Father Christmas.
Ja, geen week op my skoot kom sit.
Rona, it was so nice seeing you again. And
oh, it's Bradley's birthday today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bradley. Happy birthday to you.
Rona, it was nice seeing you. Happy birthday, Bradley. You didn't tell me. Oh, my God. Rona, have a nice trip back to Mickey and all them.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me here today. It was awesome to see all you
and
guys.
And when you come back, Rona, you're going to give us a guitar solo, honey.
Oh, yes. I'll be working on it. Believe me.
Okay. And send me a picture when you frame the cat.
I will. Thank you.
And last but not least, our beautiful... our enigmatic homosexual of the day is Gavin Ignatius Prince. Darling, what are you going to do for Chrissy?
Well, I've spent most of my last few months on the streets, so I'll be homebound. We'll be also like Christmas. Christmas will be at the house. And we're not going anywhere.
Well, happy Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And goodbye to all.
Christian? This is CliffCentral.com.